Henry Butterfield Ryan returns to Talking History to give us his insights on American plans to establish a democracy in post-war Iraq. Ryan is a retired Foreign Service officer, now an historian associated with the Institute for the Study of Diplomacy at Georgetown University and with Clare Hall at Cambridge University.
U.S. policymakers, with almost brilliant naivete, marched American troops into Iraq. Partially, they say, to establish democracy there and also in nearby autocracies, using mind-numbing phrases like the architecture of a forward force posture, they fumbled America into a dangerous and complicated situation. So now our commitment may well require not just the small force for a matter of months, as originally planned, but a much larger one for an indefinite period, including reservists and National Guard units, at a cost of $4 billion a month. What happened? Well, whatever else, the administration obviously deluded itself with inappropriate words and the ideas they conjured, especially liberation. It brought to mind images of victorious Allied troops marching into Europe at the end of World War II, and it was meant to. Even before shooting began, the Iraqi adventure was suffused with World War II imagery. But the Europe we liberated in the 1940s suffered under foreign occupation. Iraq was ruled by Iraqis, despicable Iraqis indeed, but homeboys nonetheless. They emerged from the country's political environment. And therein lay another deception. The idea that if we simply removed Saddam Hussein, democracy would burst out like azalea blossoms in springtime, just as in Western Europe after Hitler. That idea blithely ignored the fact that, unlike Europe, Iraq had no significant experience with democracy. Saddam Hussein may have been its very worst ruler, but neither he nor his Ba'ath party introduced vicious politics to that country. Iraq was created after World War I. The British, who controlled it under a League of Nations mandate until 1932, tried to create a constitutional parliamentary government. But all that was dismantled after they left. Since then, Iraqi politics have been characterized by constant armed clashes between tribes, religious factions, political groups, and hostile regions. Americans have toddled into this environment like babes in the woods, chattering about liberation, freedom, and democracy. Our best hope now is to internationalize the occupation. But that is complicated by the Bush administration's reluctance to relinquish overall control. So next time you hear someone from Washington using phrases like the architecture of forward force posture, call the police. That person may not be just torturing the language. He or she may be leading our country into another quagmire.
You've been listening to Henry Butterfield Ryan, retired Foreign Service officer, now an historian associated with the Institute for the Study of Diplomacy at Georgetown University and with Clare Hall at Cambridge University. Ryan's commentary comes to us courtesy of the History News Service.